This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of the USA Prepares. Rich and I have been talking about why you should do things for yourself for a very long time. Well, here's another reason. And this is just going to put an exclamation point on what Rich Sheban's been saying. Here are some companies that have adulterated the food that they've been serving you. Taco Bell. In the United Kingdom, traces of horse meat have been found in Taco Bell's ground beef. Horse DNA found in Taco Bell's beef was significant enough that all beef products were pulled and the European supplier was cut from Taco Bell. Burger King. So Silvercrest Foods supplies beef products to Burger King restaurants in the United Kingdom and Ireland. They recall 10 million burger patties in because of a food tainting scandal. And it looks like Burger King was serving horse meat. Okay. How about Birdseye? Birdseye Foods, a fast frozen vegetable company, those guys. Well, they found DNA from horses in Belgium. Horse meat was found in their chili con carne. And there was a UK recall of several Birdseye products that was feared to contain horse meat. How's that possible? And 1% horse DNA was found in Birdseye beef lasagna and their Bolognese spaghetti sauce. Nestle's beef ravioli and beef tortellini had traces of horse DNA in their mix. Tesco, T-E-S-C-O, one of the largest grocery chains in the United Kingdom, was found to be selling hamburger patties that were almost one-third horse meat. Okay. ASDA, A-S-D-A, stores. It's a subsidiary of Walmart, and they pulled the jars of their pasta sauce, Bolognese pasta sauce, after the product was revealed to have traces of horse meat. Lidl, L-I-D-L, another supermarket in Europe. Lidl stores in Finland found to have traces of horse meat in their beef goulash and ravioli. So, just wanted to let you know that there are companies, even Aldi, okay? Aldi pulled the frozen lasagna and spaghetti meals produced by a French company after the products sold in the French market were found to contain horse meat. So, big names selling adulterated meat, claiming it's one thing, actually it's something else. Just like the dog food, just like pretty much everything else that has been claimed to be one thing and happens to be something else. You know, just like that 303 premium tractor hydraulic fluid that we were duped into using with the claims that it met all kinds of the appropriate specifications for our needs. No, it didn't. It was a big lie, and now there's a class action lawsuit. I actually hope it takes down Orslin. Orslin was selling it. I actually hope it collapses the company, and I hope the CEO, the vice presidents, the executive vice presidents, and all the directors all lose everything they have accumulated as a result. Why? Because they duped us, the little people. There's no excuse for lying, cheating, and stealing. It does not have to be done. Mrs. Finelli was watching a video of the Blue Plague, also known as Blue Bloods. It was on Netflix. And there was an episode where the Blue Blood family, the family of two police commissioners and the detective and the assistant district attorney and the cop, the Blue Blood family. The business is police business. That's the family business. So there's this little derby race, you know, where these homemade cars race downhill. And the Blue Bloods cheated. They cheated. They called it juicing. They juiced their little race car. They skirted the rules in order to win. Is that important to win? That they had to cheat. So it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Rich Even, let's protect ourselves from these criminals. Yeah.
Well, let me give a bunch of information here, Vince. We're running out on time, so I'm gonna touch on a few things that you mentioned. And I know there's people who are listening right now who are just leaving the Taco Bell or Burger King drive through, and they're probably going, but hopefully they'll change their mind with meats. And, you know, meats, it's not just gardening, folks. I'm going to go into gardening in a minute, but meats, you know, everything's been tainted now. There's red dye in meats. There's non-meat grown in laboratories, sold in restaurants and supermarkets. There's steroids, hormones, antibiotics. There's GMO foods. There's pesticide-fed cattle. There's cloning livestock. There's modified proteins and enzymes in lots of foods today, which affects our bioavailability, our absorption of nutrients, excretion, metabolism, and obviously affects the homeostasis in the body, which creates more parasites in gut bacteria and makes us more sick. And Vince, you mentioned glyphosate. I'm just going to mention just a few things. It's a main ingredient in Roundup, folks. I know this audience knows this, but some of the side effects, I'm just going to read a few of them. Stomach and bowel problems, indigestion, ulcers, colitis, gluten intolerance, sleeplessness, lethargy, depression, Crohn's disease, allergies, obesity, infertility, liver disease, renal failure, autism, Alzheimer's, endocrine disruption. And the World Health Organization announced a few years ago that glyphosate was a carcinogen. So someone obviously in WHO wasn't paid off appropriately. So the reason for why we talk about preparedness and self-sufficiency, folks, is because we're in an era where we have to start. This is mandatory. It's mandatory for health. It's mandatory for mental well-being. It's mandatory for survival. You know, we are in a fascist state. That's why horse meat is everywhere, because the big governments are in bed with big corporate oligarchies, and they are controlling everything. And every year there's less and less companies to choose from for competition. This is why we have to do some things ourselves. You know, I go out there and I collect firewood. I grow my own produce, hunt and fish my own meat and fish. I raise animals. I get ready for the winter. I try not to be the grasshopper. For those of you who are old enough to remember the grasshopper and ant story. And, you know, when you really think about all this crap that they're putting in our foods, whether it be meat or gardening, got to remember GDP is 20% of being sick. Minimum. It could be closer to 30, but I'm being very, very cautious in that number. 20% of our measured GDP, which is like all about God relating to the health of our economy, which I've been saying for years, GDP for the bottom 93% does not mean happiness at all. So let's talk about gardening here. Let's talk about, for those of you who are on drugs or may have parents on drugs, grandparents on drugs. When I say drugs, I mean synthetic pharmaceutical drugs. Your immune system deals with six main things: inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification, and cancers and tumors. Just think how many people you know, listeners, who your friends and family are taking drugs for this. teaching our kids how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. Let's teach them how to garden. Let's teach them a little preparedness and self-sufficiency. Not from a paranoid perspective, but to have fun. Because that's what gardening is and self-sufficiency is. It's fun. Now, I'm going to mention a few things as quickly as I can so you can get information. This is what I call survival food in my garden. I grow about 25, 30 vegetables of garden, of foods, of produce. And I let the second year, this is what I call survival food. Second year carrots often go to seeds. And that gives me, as long as I use heirloom and open pollinated seeds, I will get baby carrots the next year all over the garden. I'll spread it out. Same thing with spinach, especially spinach. I let my heirloom open pollinated spinach go to seed on the peripheries of my garden. And once it goes to seed, I'll lay it in the garden. And when I put I usually start my seeds in my solarium about end of March, early April. So I'll put my plants, like my cabbage family, which includes cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, all immune stimulants, in and around where my seeds are germinating so I can see where to put my plants so I optimize all my space. Now, that being said, after spinach, I also get I let Swiss chard, Chinese carrot, cabbage go to seed. I also have lemon sorrel, which is a huge immune stimulant. I really recommend doing lemon sorrel because it just makes a big difference to it's a annual, and it comes up every year, and it's extremely healthy for you. So I recommend you doing that. I call that a survival food as well. And it's in my edible and medicinal plant category. And sorrel is the wild sorrel, the sheep sorrel. And it's an arrow-shaped leaf. It's got vitamin A and C. And it's in the ACEC formula, which is a cancer-curing formula that I believe a Canadian nurse invented that. And it really... really made a difference for a lot of people. I'm just looking through all my notes here trying to find things. Anyway, I also grow kale, lettuce. I have several different types of heirloom lettuces. Lovage. Lovage is a great garden. They call it an herb, but it basically is a celery that's a perennial celery that comes up and grows like 6 feet high. So it's great for survival food. I also have currants. I got my fruit trees, chives, asparagus, raspberries, strawberries. And again, I want to be repetitive on this. You have to buy heirloom open pollinated seeds, okay, or else you will not get natural germination. I also think it's so important, folks, for those of you who live in suburban America. I know this is tough for urban people. But for those of you in suburban America, starting your own composting pile is so important. Now, I use straw in my barn for my goats and in my chicken coop, and it's all laced with, obviously, their poop. I throw it in my compost pile along with eggshells and tomato stems, you name it, and I have great soil going into next year. We'll be back after the break, folks.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
OffGridMontana.com. Rich Evans with us. You know, Rich, you and I were talking off the air about, a couple days ago, about we don't throw anything away, including coffee grounds. So when we have coffee grounds that have been used, Mrs. Finelli puts them in a stainless steel bowl on the kitchen counter, and they get used. Next thing that happens is they become compost. If I find them first, I'll get a tablespoon, and I'll take that stainless steel bowl, and I'll sprinkle by the tablespoon coffee grounds in the indoor house plants, my dwarf fruit trees outside, my avocado tree. They go everywhere. And if she finds them first, they go in the compost pile. So that's what happens. We don't throw anything away. So you can do the same thing with your the outer lettuce leaves, produce that has gone bad, into the compost pile it goes. And now it becomes fertilizer for your garden.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you do, Rich?
Well, I'll tell you, Vince, outside of maybe glass, which is very rare, and plastic, everything gets reused. And when I say everything, I mean everything. I have chickens, I have goats, I have large dogs, and a compost pile. Everything gets recycled around here. I mean, and that's one of the things about the myth of people who live in urban, suburban America who might be listening to this. You know, you always talk about being green. You always talk about, especially young people and the millennials and their high-tech skills. Well, move out to rural America, live off the grid, which is electronic, high tech, and live a green life like I do. And it really is a great life, but too many people don't practice what they preach. Too many people are calling for all this green stuff and all this what's best for the people, but it's not what's best for the people. The elite, the powers that be, want to herd everybody into urban suburban America, have everybody live in 600 square foot apartments and be surveilled and silenced and controlled and basically told what to do, what to say, and how to think. And that's one of the reasons why I mentioned about voter fraud and election fraud. We can talk all day long. If President Trump does not fix this and make voting legitimate, we have a very good chance of losing everything in America. And that includes the rule of law as well. So what I want to do is, and when I talk about meat and hunting, folks, I want to make it perfectly clear that when it comes to hunting and fishing, it's not grocery shopping. Because when you spend time hunting and fishing, you know, your success rate is not as good as it shows in the hunting and fishing television shows, okay? They only show you the success stories. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we also raise animals like chickens, and we've done turkeys, and we have our goats that we milk, and we, if it got bad, we could always slaughter the goats and eat them. But hopefully, my skill set of hunting will keep us going for a little bit. And that's what hunting is. That's what fishing is. That's what gardening is. It's a skill set. If you think you're going to just throw your seeds in the soil, you better think twice. And soil is so important because that's where the nutrients come from. Vitamins and mineral come from the soil. So for those of you who are buying old, flat pasture land, very good chance your soil has been chemically and mechanically beat to smithereens. And that's one of the reasons for saving every organic piece of vegetable, fruit matter, eggshells, coffee grounds, just like Vince was saying. You have to build your own soil today because you get all those minerals and vitamins from the soil. Even the enzymes that go into the vegetable is so important. It comes from the soil. These are groups of proteins that are produced by living cells. They act as catalysts for biochemical reactions, and that aids in digestion and nutrient support. But as the powers that be through in vitro test tube laboratory synthesis keeps messing with proteins and enzymes and yeasts, and they modify them, our metabolism and nutrients, digestion, everything is being changed, and it's making us more obese. It's making us not be able to digest these important nutrients. You know, who knows what they're doing in the back rooms of laboratories, like amino acids. There's 20 naturally occurring amino acids. At least 8 of those are called essential amino acids. 8 of them cannot be synthesized in human cells, but they have to be consumed for our homeostasis to occur with our diet. Who knows if they've been eliminated from this new food technology that we have. You know, and it's so important that we build these sets, especially if you have kids. You know, words like are so important. You don't hear them much unless you go to a good, credible health food store, like antioxidant, which obviously cancer tumor fighters, immune system stimulants or builders, blood purification. We have to go back to the old ways. Like when I mentioned sheep sorrel, there's that ACAC therapy by that, I believe a Canadian nurse invented it years ago. She used burdock root, sheep sorrel, rhubarb root, which as wild rhubarb and slippery elm in her bark. So we need to start going back to those old ways of basically learning things that make us healthy again. When you go to a store, okay, you mentioned propylene glycol, I believe, earlier in the show, Vince. What that is, people, is an antifreeze. This is a product found in a lot of our food and food-like substances. It's an antifreeze. You know, even fluoride, you mentioned that earlier, Vince. It's been known to cause cancer. It's a main ingredient in rat poison. China labels it as a pesticide. It actually has been associated with tooth decay and brain lesions. And it makes women sterile and makes everybody else docile. So, years ago, everything was a conspiracy theory. You know, all the globalists, that's all conspiracy theory. The one world currency, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, now, they have to admit to it because we, the people, are reading up and researching up. And we got to look at the bigger picture and not this left-right paradigm. We have to look at truth. We have to look at at the gag orders by people who work at NOAA and other scientists. We have to go back to the old ways. We can't throw out what made us great. In other words, we have to relearn those old 19th century skills, but dovetail them with 21st century technology. And that's what my solar array is. That's 21st century technology. So I want to mention some of the things that I harvest that are immune stimulants and not immune suppressants. Now listen, folks, I'll be the first to admit. I will be the first to admit that I have a sweet tooth. I inherited that from my dad. I love ice cream and all that type of stuff. But there's a lot of things that I eat that fight the immune suppressants that I take, and that's why I call them immune stimulants. And some would be onions, garlic, hot peppers like cayenne pepper, ginger. Now, I realize we can't grow that. We have to purchase that. Horseradish, kale, all the cabbage family that I mentioned earlier in the show. We have to rethink nutrition, hydration, exercise, sleep, excess exposure to chemicals, all this food-like products. All this fat-free usually means high sugar content. In other words, we are overfed, undernourished, and under-exercised. You know, MSG, you should see all the artificial sweeteners and the aspartame, the nicotine, high fructose corn syrup. There's dozens of names for MSG out there, and they're all designed to be highly addictive. So one of the acronyms that I use is SARP, S-A-R-P, Synthetic Artificial Refined and Processed. This is why we need to keep away from all this stuff. Now, what I'd like to do is mention, because sometimes when I'm on with Doc Ram and we talk about this stuff, I always talk about, I'm going to finally talk about edible and medicinal plants. Well, Vince, I'm going to take a couple of minutes and just talk about some of the things that I harvest in the wild that either grow in my garden or I go out into the forest. One of the things is chaga. Okay, it's a dry mushroom. It's a fungus that kills certain types of cancers and tumors. So it's an anti-inflammatory as well. I drink it during the winter months. I'll put it in a canning jar and leave it on my stove where it doesn't get too hot. I put it on the warming tray because you don't want anything to get, especially when you're talking about enzymes, you want every enzyme. That's why I'm such a proponent of eating raw food from the garden, because when you start cooking anything over 130 degrees Fahrenheit, you kill the enzymes. And I talked about that earlier, how they act as catalysts for biochemical reaction, which aids in digestion and nutrient support. So it's all connecting the dots. So when I harvest chaga, I harvest it from birch trees, which gives me the benefit of the butylene and butylenic acid that I get from the inner bark of the birch. And the chaga mushroom, this fungus, is strongest during the winter months. The cold, when you harvest it from cold climates like here in Montana, that's when you get the most efficacy from the product. So that's one thing that I harvest. I also harvest. Now, when I talk about edible medicinal plants, now there are certain opinions on, for example, palatability, toxicity. And when I talk about toxicity, it could be an emetic situation, could be a laxative, liver, kidney issues. This is why, and I'm not just saying this as a disclaimer, you have to pick up the books and create interest in biology, in natural ways of healing. And it's up to you to do the reading and research. And we say this all the time on USAPrepares.com. Asparagus. Not only do I grow up my garden, I also harvest wild asparagus. It's a huge immune stimulant, which helps with reducing gout, arthritic conditions. I drink lots of water when I take products or wild plants of that nature. The inner bark of birch, like I mentioned, it reduces inflammation and pain. And the benefit of the butylenic acid and the butylene fights tumors and kidneys issues, blood and liver cleanses, even improves pancreatic function. This is, again, up to you to look at. Burdock. When I see wild burdock growing out in the woods, I harvest the root. It's a blood purifier and an anti-inflammatory and helps reduce uric acid. So it's very healing. Dandelion, the whole plant is edible, folks. Vitamin A and C. Now, for those of you who live anywhere in the United States these days, including rural America, you have to, if you're not harvesting something on your property, you need to ask the farmer, the rancher, or somebody, if you're not in, for example, National Forest Service, you need, and when I say not in National Forest Service, I mean you got to be off the road because a lot of states spray along the roadways. And that's where you get the majority of a lot of edible and medicinal plants, which is along the roadway. You got to go off the roadway because it's probably been sprayed. But dandelion, man, vitamin A, vitamin C, elderberry we harvest in the fall. That's been our best homemade wine that we ever made, and we make a lot of homemade wine because we have a lot of people who come over and drink it. Raspberry is one of people's favorites. Grape wine. Fireweed. For those of you who have gardens, here in northwest Montana, we have lots of fireweed. And I cultivate my fireweed, and when it starts to get the seeds, which is almost like a silk, that's when I cut the fireweed down so I can keep it under control. And I let it grow in my greenhouse. I let it grow in my garden. And what the benefit of fireweed, not only is it edible, okay, the flowers, the leaves, the roots, but the flowers are so beautiful, and they attract bees, pollinators, into my greenhouse, which helps with pollinating my tomato plants, for example, and my cucumbers and my zucchini and things of that nature. Foxtail grass grows; it's like a flower cluster. It's related to like a domestic barley. It's got vitamin B. Gooseberry grows wild here in Montana, has vitamin C, A. You can even eat the leaves as well as the berries. And same thing with currant. Hawthorn, I've actually made jelly, jams and jellies out of hawthorn, where I mix it with serviceberry and chokecherry. I have all over my property because I live here on a small river. And I have so many edible medicinal plants and berries on my property. Here's just a list of 10 things that I have on my property regarding berries. Wild strawberry, raspberries, Oregon grape, currant, gooseberries, service berries, choke cherries, hawthorn berries, kinnikinnick berries, and buffalo berry. Now, not all of them are the most palatable, but they're all survival foods. So, especially in and around my garden area, I would literally water these plants, these wild plants, to cultivate them and make them healthy for my consumption, whether they be for survival, for jams and jellies, or just for eating. I personally love service berry. I love choke cherry, especially when you get it during the ripest part. And, you, of course, you got to fight the birds to them. And if I didn't have guard dogs, I wouldn't be able, even have a berry because I have so many berry patches. And I leave, and the bears get to eat the berries on the river. I don't harvest the berries along the river. And there's tons of choke cherries, service berries, and hawthorn berries there as well. So it's all fun. Next thing I harvest right around my garden, for those of you who do garden, who do churn up your soil, I'm sure you're all aware of lamb's quarter. Lamb's quarter has so many different types of names, and I pick the leaves and literally put them in my salad. And it has vitamin C, it has calcium. My only recommendation for lamb's quarter is don't eat large quantities or the seeds. Okay? Don't, anything that has seeds to it, I would not eat just to play it safe. Also, larch, western larch or tamarack, I harvest the inner bark during the winter, and it cleanses your liver. It's got a compound called xanthine oxidase. It also has vitamin B and C, and it slows uric acid buildup. When you get older, that's important. I'll harvest nettle, including sting nettle, which, you know, you can eat the leaves and roots, has vitamin C. You just got to cook it, and it will neutralize the sting. I have wild plantain growing all over my garden area. I haven't harvested that, but I know it's an edible plant, and I have it all over. Wild onion grows all over northwest Montana. It's an immune stimulant. My only recommendation for any type of onion is when you pick it, you have to make sure it's not called, it's not death camas. Death camas, when it's not flowering, when it's flowering, you can tell the difference between death camas and onion. But when it's not flowering, it looks just like a wild onion. You've got to make sure it smells, and even if you put your tongue to it, you got to make sure it tastes like onion. If it doesn't at least smell like onion, you have to disregard it. Same with anything in the parsley family, because you don't want to eat water hemlock, which looks similar to cow parsnip. I can tell them apart night and day, but I'm used to it. Most people can't. Anything in that parsley carrot family, I would yield on harvesting that. Oregon grape everywhere here. We've actually made homemade wine from Oregon grape. Coors Lane grows, especially in garden areas where dirt has been churned up. It's delicious. Red clover. I will take red clover and put them and harvest them. This time of year, right now, red clover is all over the place. And I'll put them in a dehydrator, mostly a solar dehydrator, with my rose hips. And I'll put them in my winter teas, and you can eat the blossoms, the herb. It fights cancers and tumors. It has anti-inflammatory properties. So all that stuff. Oxeye daisy. Oxeye daisy grows all over Montana. Believe it or not, it is a, it's considered to be, what do they call it? Like knapweed and leafy spurs. They call it a toxic plant, and there's another name for it. The only reason they call it that, and this is why you have to do the reading and research, is because animals, cows, won't eat it. Because when oxeye daisy grows up into a beautiful daisy flower, the stems won't be eaten by the cattle or the sheep and other domestic animals. So they call it a toxic plant. Now, when the oxeye daisy is first coming up out of the soil, it's got a clump of leaves before the stem comes up. And I will put all that stuff, including some of the things I just mentioned, into my salads, especially early in the year. Now, when I mentioned the term palatability also earlier. Palatability is associated with an early young plant and a late bitter plant. And just like your domestic vegetables in the garden, the later and older the plant is, usually it's associated with more bitterness. And that could be, it could be broccoli, it could be radishes, it could be so many things. So the younger you harvest these plants, the more tasty and fun it is to eat. Now, strawberry and raspberry blight also has it. It all depends on which book you get it from. It's related to spinach, and I eat it in small quantities. I'll add to salad. It has vitamin B, C, and iron and calcium, and it's a great supplement. And I do a lot of edible and medicinal tours. I think last week I had like four different people here looking at my garden because people want ideas. People move into the area, they hear about me, they want to find out what I'm growing, what grows here, what garden ideas on raised beds and greenhouses they can glean to make life simple. But if you live in nature and you're not living, if you don't at least have a small garden, at least a kitchen herb garden, I think you're really missing out on a lot of fun and skill set building. And again, I know I'm repetitive on this, but we're teaching our youth how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. We're not teaching them anything but unhappiness. And nature creates synergy. Skill sets creates synergy. And what it also creates is the willingness of people who have these skill sets wanting to teach other people and make their lives a little simpler. I also harvest thimbleberry along the roads, kinnick, and of course we have lots of high mountain huckleberries as well. So, and I've got a list I can do two shows on this stuff. But I just wanted to hit the basic stuff that when you garden and you can take vitamins and minerals from wild plants and combine them with your regular salads. Now, my salads, I grow kale, spinach, Swiss chard, lemon sorrel. I got like three different kinds of heirloom lettuce. Most of these things I do not plant. In other words, I allow them, I use heirloom open pollinated seeds, and I allow them to go to seed. And then late in the summer, I will basically pull those plants and spread the seeds to different parts of my garden. Now, for those of you who think you get 100% germination or 100% pollination or even close to 100% when you start your little plants and you put them outdoors, it never happens. So you always got to have a little extra. I grow about 60 tomato plants. We love to eat tomato sandwiches during mid to late summer. I'll start getting tomatoes probably in about 2 weeks. I'll start getting some tomatoes. And we'll eat tomatoes often into January. And we'll pick them green and let them ripen downstairs in the basement in a brown paper bag, and that works great. So keep in mind, folks, that for those of you who are spending a ton of money on health care and who are taking drugs, anything regarding inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification, cancers and tumors, the importance of being natural, the importance of growing your own food, the importance of being aware that vitamins and minerals come from the soil and not the pretty vegetables in the store, because you never know where they came from, who grew them, what kind of pesticides and chemicals have been used on them, how poor the soil was. And people don't have time to think about immune stimulants versus immune suppressants. But all you have to do is look around. All you have to do is look at old pictures and old movies and see what America used to look like compared to today. And there's a lot more to consider just besides gluten intolerance and geoengineering. You know, the people at the top care more about increasing shelf life in a store or after the product or the wheat or whatever is cut out in the field for their profits. They don't care if we, as the little people, can't digest the nutrients. And it's up to us to do. And I'm seeing a big movement right now of people who are getting away from that nanotechnology, tracking food to farm to fork. And I see a lot of people wanting to move rural. I see a lot of people leaving urban, suburban America. I see a lot of people fearing 5G, and they should.
Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Eben's with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich Eben, you had a couple guests visit you from out of state last week. I just had a quick question for you. What did you serve your visitors? We had a couple guys visit you. What did you serve them that was probably a little out of the ordinary?
Oh, you're talking about your buddies. Yeah, we served them moose burgers. We had a little bit of elk sausage. I think we had some moose steak. And, of course, everything, probably about six or seven different leafy greens, salad greens out of the garden. So it's all fun. It's organic, no GMO, no pesticides, and it's a great lifestyle, folks. I'm not telling people that they need to be a hunter or they even need to raise their own meat, but growing your own produce is so much fun, and I probably raise 90% of the produce here. And if I was to, I could probably do 100% if I did more root crops. But I just love the variety of all the things that I grow here. And this is here I am in Northwest Montana. So if I can do it here, you guys can do it in most of the country, Vince.
Rich, you mentioned wine. You make your own wine and you make different kinds of wine. Can you just give us a quick thumbnail sketch of what does it take to make your own wine? Is it legal, and how much can you make, and how long does it take, and what's the difference when it comes to taste and so forth?
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm going to use an analogy, not just from wine, but from bottled water. When I buy bottled water, folks, which is rare, extremely rare, even when I go out somewhere for a day or two, I take water from home. But for those of you who do have the luxury of drinking out of a well where you don't have close neighbors and you don't have to worry about the leaching of somebody else's septic or drain field, there's a huge difference in taste because fluoride, chlorine, there's 100 minimum chemicals in municipal water. And I can taste the difference. Same thing with wine. Now, wine, there's no legal issue unless you're selling it. You know, once you start selling something, then you you got the loopholes. Then you got the FDA, you know, restrictions, and you know, they got to check everything you do. And it's not so much...
Even worse than that is the BATF. Even worse than the FDA is the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the alcohol part. They'll come visit you. You're right.
Well, not only that, the big corporations have so much special interest and lobbyist and PAC and money influence under the table that they are keeping the little guy from competing. That's what it's all about. That's part of this fascist system. And you mentioned, and that's why I talked about some of the what glyphosate was linked to. Well, I know we've done this on this show. We've mentioned where glyphosate was in, like, everywhere. Foods, waters, wines, beers. Now, we've talked about this. That's why I linked it to all these side effects that I talked about, because you can not only just taste the difference in quality, but, you know, you can get natural yeast. I know people, you don't even have to buy yeast. I know people who make wine, Vince, and I have friends who, we have hops all over my garden that grows practically wild, and hops, by the way, is an edible plant, especially when it's young. You cook the young shoots, and it's delicious. Same thing with, like, when I mentioned fireweed. I really label that as poor man's asparagus when it's young. It's delicious. So, with yeast, I know people who have literally harvested yeast off of willow bushes in late fall when the freeze is coming so they can make wine. And people get real, real creative in this neck of the woods. What Montana, especially western Montana, brings is a lot of people who love nature. And you can live a natural world many ways. It doesn't have to be hunting and fishing. It doesn't have to be raising animals. I know people, you know, we harvest mushrooms. We pick berries in the wild. Do a lot of hiking. I remember when we went to Germany a few years ago, the people who were with us couldn't believe it, because we were walking around and pointing all these edible and medicinal plants that they have, never mind bird life, and we said, oh, we have that, because a lot of plants came from Europe, obviously. So it's all nature, it's all fun, and that's the way you have to look at it, folks.
You know what we should do, Rich Sheehan? We should do a broadcast, maybe an hour, on making wine. How do you do it? What, you know, what equipment do you need? Do you need bubblers? Do you need to buy the yeast? Can you make it with grape juice out of a bottle? What dandelion roots, dandelion leaves, dandelion wine? What can we make wine out of? What kind of berries? Would you like to do that?
Yes,
I'd love to.
All the above.
Sounds good. Let's try for next weekend, or next week. Let's do that. Rich Sheehan with us, off-grid in Montana. Thanks so much for being with us, Rich.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.